From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Coming soon to a TV near you, more ads about Social Security. President Bush's plan to allow workers to divert part of their payroll taxes into private or personal accounts has groups on both sides ramping up their lobbying and advertising campaigns. And there seem to be more organizations that want to chime in on Social Security every day. What does it take to get this kind of operation going? NPR's Robert Smith went to find out.
More than a decade ago, advocacy groups learned an important lesson from the lobbying campaign that helped derail President Clinton's health care plan. It's never too early to organize. Aaron Pilhofer, who tracks lobbying organizations for the nonpartisan Center for Public Integrity, says it took groups little time to jump all over the Social Security issue.
It really is astounding how quickly these sorts of coalitions can come together and start working on this issue.
Maybe because it's so easy to do. Here, give it a try. First, you're going to need a name. A great lobbying name transcends political ideology. Monikers like Progress for America and the Campaign for America's Future could mean anything. And Pilhofer says that's intentional.
It's vaguely positive. It's vaguely forward-thinking. That's always critical. It's always America's future, people for a new America. But it never promises any particular future, any specific future.
And if you choose well, the name will evoke another set of associations, like Leanne Abner's lobbying organization.
I'm president of an organization called For Our Grandchildren.
For Our Grandchildren. From the title, it would be hard to tell where you stand on Social Security.
I guess that's right.
Is that intentional?
Oh, no, it's not intentional at all. The point of the name of For Our Grandchildren is to point out that the issue is really about our children and our grandchildren. It's not about today's retirees.
Once you have the name, there are just a few bookkeeping issues to take care of. Aaron Pilhofer of the Center for Public Integrity says you might want to consider forming as a nonprofit, tax-exempt 527 group.
It's so easy. You and I, if we wanted to, could go form a 527 in about 5 minutes. You just go to the IRS website, you hit the input button, and off you go.
But if you want to be a little more secretive, the preferred way to incorporate is as a 501c4 organization.
You don't have to disclose anything about your donors, and you don't have to tell anyone where you're spending your money. So it's virtually a perfect organization for these kinds of campaigns.
And so your generic-sounding lobbying group becomes even harder to figure out. The Campaign for America's Future, for instance, is supported by unions and Democratic groups and opposes President Bush's plan, but it doesn't reveal individual contributors. For Our Grandchildren, it turns out, is mostly funded by one guy, a wealthy door and window manufacturer in Oregon named Richard Wendt, who believes in personal retirement accounts. So let's recap. You've got the vague name, you've got the nonprofit status, hopefully you've raised a little money. You're ready now to start your very own Social Security ad. You can go with the heartwarming approach, maybe something with babies, like the For Our Grandchildren group uses.
Johnny and Jose will grow up to have successful careers, each earning the same wage. As a Chilean citizen, Jose will have 10% of his paychecks invested.
But then again, fear can be effective too, especially if you're going to try and kill an idea. MoveOn.org skipped the babies and went with the elderly forced to perform manual labor.
It won't be long before America introduces the world to the working retirement. Call your representatives today.
Add a scary voiceover, a snappy tagline, and a website address, and you're good to go. Then comes the hard part, trying to figure out if you're actually having an effect on the Social Security debate. And this is where lobbying becomes a real art form. With no actual legislation before Congress, all these groups are essentially waging an education campaign. Leanne Abner of For Our Grandchildren says that means focusing now on the public more than the politicians.
The need now is for the American public to understand the details, the issues, the concerns, the questions, the problems. And those of us who respond to that need are the ones who are, I think, the most effective and are going to have the greatest impact.
But there's a final caution before you jump into the fray with your own lobbying group. With every new organization that forms and every new barrage of competing TV ads and messages, the danger grows that the American public may tune all of it out. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.